Now to the power of God supreme be everlasting honor given, and I don't get to stay here long.
There's a city of light mid the stars we are told, where they know not a sorrow or care. And the gates are of pearl, and the streets are of gold, and the building exceeds. Let
That's the center of the field.
Oh, bless of the purified, bless of the free, I plunge in the crimson tide, open for me. O'er sin and uncleanliness, behold, here I stand, and point to the print of love.
Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend, as such I look to thee.
Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend, as such I look to thee.
praise. O Lord, remember me.
Now when the fullness of thy love, O Lord, remember me.
Remember thy pure word of grace. Remember Calvary.
Remember thy pure word of grace. Remember Calvary.
Remember all thy dying groans, and then remember me.
The sun of our life goes down, we're going.
hate to quit singing when it's sounding as good as it is. Bill, the Holy Spirit working in our voices, I believe, that causes us to lift them up and mingle them together, and it causes us to sound good to me. I hope it's a blessing to you also. But we was trying to start just a little bit early and give these brothers a sufficient time. And I want to say I appreciate all those that come out to be with us today. It's a good stuff here. Here's handouts and fans if you need them. Hope we can keep comfortable in here before the sun gets too bad on us. But we appreciate all the churches that I see represented here, some from several miles away and some close, but we appreciate you all. We thank God for giving you a mind to come and be with us today, and we hope we come with a sincere heart seeking to hear the truth and to lift up our voices together to give him all the praise, honor, and glory. As a note of sadness, dear friend and Deacon's Regional Church passed away Friday night. He'll be buried tomorrow morning, Brother Clyde Haynes. Good church member, good deacon, good friend. We'll all miss him. I know Brother Hilton mentioned him, but we ask you to have prayers for his family, his friends as they go through this difficult time. We have several that's sick, several that's unable to be with us. We certainly ask you to remember them in your prayers. I'm also glad to have Brother James Whitman from Stewart Church, Willis Bass from New Church, New Fellowship Church. Glad they could come and be with us on this day of our communion. Said we're trying to start this a little bit early so we have sufficient time. So if you will be in prayer for them, I'd like to ask Brother Dan Putz if he'll come and introduce the service in his own way and manner, followed by James Whitman from Stewart Church. Be in prayer for the service.
Number 3. Thank you.
brothers that come before us this day, that they would talk to thy greatness and thy mighty works, and ask you to bless me, Father, and speak thy great and holy words unto thy people, that we may hear them and rejoice in them, Father. Thank you to know that thou sent thy darling son into this world, and that he was willing always to please you, that he did something for us that we could never do for ourselves. Save all thy people. They'll all, because of him, one day be with you in glory. And look upon him, see things they've never seen before, and hear things that were unlawful to be uttered. We ask all you to be around about us, lead us and guide us, give us our many sins and shortcomings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 James Swift, it's your turn.
Desires and our wants.
you have to live with it, so to speak, and hopefully you'll be all right in a few minutes. I think you will be once you get some sugar or some insulin. The only thing about it, that just leaves more time. So if you pray with me or pray for me while we go forward, if y'all excuse me, I'm going to have to lay this cut off. It's a little bit on the warm side. I hope you'll remember me as we go forward this day. I've been looking forward to this day for many, many months. Always enjoy coming to this church. Enjoy coming and worshiping with these people. They have a zeal that's not apparent in a lot of other places. You can tell with the singing this morning. I mean, our hearts went into it. We were lifting the roof, lifting up our voices, and really putting some hope into it. To let our God and Savior know that we are here. And I hope that as we go forward with this service today, that we go forward mindful of all the things round about us, mindful of one another, keeping one another's welfare in prayer. I'd like to go to the 6th chapter of John this morning. It's not a very lengthy chapter, and I'm not going to cover the whole thing, but there's several points in it that I do want to make. First off, if you remember, reading John 6, talking about when Jesus fed 5,000 people that had gathered and followed after him. This great mass of people, 5,000, now you can imagine church here this morning with the number of people that's here. But just visualize in your mind what it would be like for 5,000 people who have been gathered around to hear the gospel preached. This is what we have, the conditions. This is a setting for what we're talking about. The thing of it was, these people were following Christ because they had seen him performing many miracles and giving them signs, so to speak, as the scripture put it. But then he was performing miracles. He had healed the sick, raised the dead, and brought forth and preached to them and told them about eternal life. And these people were following him, and when they sat down, first off, I want you to remember, 5,000 were told to sit. Tell all the men to sit down. So there's much grass there that can sit down. Then Christ said, how are we going to feed these people? Now he asked the question, but full well knowing what he's going to do. But he asked that question, how are we going to feed these people? Those who were with him said, you know, we only have 200 pennies worth of bread. That's 200 days earnings that we have here. That's all. Then one of them said, we have a lad here that's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But that's not enough to feed all these people. But he told them, says, tell the men to sit. And when they sat down, he told the disciples to distribute the food among these 5,000. And they did exactly like he told them. They carried the food around, they broke the bread, and they divided the bread and the fishes among 5,000 people, and they fed every one of them to their full. Afterwards, Christ told them, says, so that there won't be anything wasted. And I'm paraphrasing. So there won't be anything wasted, take and gather up all that's left over. Now think about it. They only started with 5 loaves and 2 fishes to begin with. But they took up 12 baskets of food that was left over from feeding a multitude of 5,000 people. Now, after this happened, that was a miracle in itself. That was a sign to the people of his power. I'm talking about Christ, his power here. But the thing of it was, when he left, and the disciples left, and went over to Capernaum, Jesus went to them walking on the water that night. When they got over there, this 5,000, this multitude, was looking around for him. Where is this man? You know, where'd he go to? They also crossed over sea, and when they crossed over, they found it. It's said, the following day when the people were stood on the other side of the sea, saw that there was none other boat there, save the one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples. So they wondered, how did he get over there? There's only one boat taken. Disciples rode in it. And they wondered about that. And howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. And when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. Now they went to him, and they gathered themselves around about him again. And they said, they found him on the other side of the sea, and they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? This is where the good part starts. I mean, it's all good, but this is what I really think. Verily, verily, this is what Christ says. I said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me. You followed me over here. You came after me, wondered how I got here and all this stuff. You seek me not because you saw the miracles or the signs that I did, not because you saw all the things I had done, all the miracles I had performed, but because ye did eat the loaves and were filled.